Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Maaseh Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parshas Maaseh, and this is really the second part of the travels of the nation of Israel. Our Aliyah is 39 Pesukim long, running from Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, to Pasuk Mem Tes. It's worthwhile noting that there are traditions like the German Yekish tradition to lane this Aliyah, or part of this Aliyah, in a special trop with special cantillation, emphasizing the travels that Bnei Israel went through. We hear about the places they stopped in and a few details along the way. So here's what we hear. We hear about them going to Midbar Sin, to Dovka, to Alush, to Rifidim. At Rifidim, there was no water to drink. We hear about Midbar Sinai, we hear about Kivros HaTa'ava. We hear about Chaseros, Risma, Rimon Paritz, Livna, Risa, Kaelosa, Har Shafer, Charada, Makelos, Sochas, Sorach, Miska, Chashmona, Moseros, Bnei Yaakon, Chor HaGidgad, Yodvosa, Avrona, Etzion Gover, that's where Eilat is today, Midbar Tzin, which is Kodesh, and we hear about Hor Hahar. When we get to Hor Hahar, we hear a few more details. We hear it's on the edge of the area of Edom. Aaron went up to Hor Hahar on the first day of the fifth month and passed away in the 40th year. He was 123 years old. And the Canaanites came out and battled with them. We saw this in Parshas Chukas because the Anani HaKoa disappeared. Then we hear about Salmona, Punan, Ovois, Yeha Avorim, Divon Gad, Almon Divloi Saima, Hareha Avorim, and Arvois Moav. And this is the level of the remaining 42 stops that Israel made in the desert. Now, a few basic points to ponder is, number one is, why is that we hear so much about the death of Aaron? There's so little given about all of these different destinations. Why do we hear so much about the death of Aaron? So worthwhile noting, this is the only Yahrzeit which is actually mentioned in the Torah. So the only explicit date we know that somebody died exactly is Aaron. The rest of it is subtext. Chazal gave the tradition, but explicitly in the Pesukim we hear it's the first of the fifth month, which is the Rosh Chodesh Av, which is when Aaron passes away. So the Klei Yakor points out that the death of the Tzaddikim is akin and also is resonant with destruction, which is why the month of Av is a month of destruction, will be a month of destruction for future Jewish history, which is why Aaron dies at this point in time. Aaron who brought together and held together the entire nation. It's also interesting to notice that this parasha is almost always read in the week of Rosh Chodesh Av, and that matches when the death of Aaron was. So just an extra fascinating additional point. Now, what's the point of all these travels? So it is interesting to note that there is a segula, there is an idea, we'll call it some sort of idea which, if said, can help a person be saved from a plague, and it actually is relating to the first two aliyahs of this parasha. Rav Shimshon of Astropol noted this, and he quotes a very ancient segula incantation, which one can say, which saves a person from a plague. What is it? So it's actually in Aramaic, and it reads, I'm going to not the whole thing because it's too long, but just the first one is the following. Kad Natalu Yisrael mi Ramses, when Israel left Ramses, lo yadun I yintulu nesukos ule keilasa ule moseros. They didn't know if they were going to go to these three places, sukos, keilas, and moseros. Pakid madbara da'ame yintulu nesukos. And the desert, or in some versions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dictated that they go to sukos. Then, misukos lo yadun I yintulu le'esam ule chatzeros ule teresorach ule etzion kavir. When they were at sukos, it wasn't clear if they were going to go to these four locations. Pakid madbara da'ame yintulu le'esam. And then they went to Esam. So essentially, it's an Aramaic version of at every stop, they had various options as to where to go. And where they went was then dictated, and then they went on to the next stop, and they had various options. That's what this, it's all in Aramaic, and it's essentially the 42 journeys with multiple options as to where they went in each journey. And the question is, where do these multiple options come from? Like, these are not sequential places, right? So, as an example, when you look at the options that are given in this incantation, in this statement, when they are in Ramses, one of them is Sukkos, which is in fact a stop number two, but Kailasa and Moseros are much later stops. So why are they the options that are there at Ramses? So it comes down to a fascinating understanding I saw in the Shvilei Pinchas, where there, if you actually map out the 42-letter name of Hashem, It's to be found, actually, this is why on a Friday night when we say Ona B'Koach Gedula Asei Mincha, just before Lecha Dodi, it's 42 words long, mapped out on the 42-letter name of Hashem, the more explicit name of Hashem. And if you actually look at it, the actual letters of it, you map it out into seven rows with six columns, the actual name goes Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud, Taf, Tzadi, and those are the first six letters. And if you look at all those letters and you map out a place, each of the 42 places in these journeys matching a letter in Hashem's name of the 42 letters, you'll see that, let's say, the first letter is Aleph. So that's Ramses is connected to Aleph, connected to the word Ana in Ana B'Kach. Well, the next letter is Beis. So all the other letters which are mapped out on this matrix, which have the letter Beis in Hashem's name, are in fact the ones that are presented as option two. Sukkos, Kailasa, and Mosera, which are the next three which are reflected in the letter Beis. So that means to say they don't know, it isn't clear, if in the spiritual mapping of this system, they're going to go to the next Beis, which is Sukkos, or the other two, which are the Beis in the name of Hashem. When they get to the Beis, the next letter is a Gimel in the name of Hashem. Well, in Gimel, there are four next options as to where they can go. There is Chatzeros, Torach, and Etzion Gaver. Those are all places where the letter Gimel appears in the name of Hashem, corresponding to the 42 journeys, the future journeys they're going to make. Which means to say, if you think about the idea that behind this, is that they are going, and yes, there's a certain degree of flexibility as to where they're going, because there's options as to where they can go, but in the end of the day, they're still in the framework, they're in the matrix of Hashem's name, which is a very comforting thought, if you think about it, where it means to say that we in history, as we travel through history, there are many decisions as to where to go, and it seems like we have options, but ultimately they're converging through the name of Hashem, through Hashem's orchestrating of history to their goal. Which means to say these 42 stops are deeply spiritual ideas about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides Israel through this period in history and history as a total, as in its totality. The Malbim actually quotes this segula of Rav Shimshon of Astropoli, and he explains it in a similar way. And he explains that in the future, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us through the 42 stations of Jewish history to the final Mashiach as well. We're knowing that we're mapping out on the matrix of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care and plan, even with the flexibility within that plan. Very profound perspective in trying to deepen our understanding of what seems to be a list of names and places. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.